Blog Talk Radio. And if you'd ask me his words, everyone. How y'all doing this Sunday evening? I know a lot of people are, you know, getting home from church or went out to dinner today, fellowship with friends and family. But isn't it just great to be alive and be well? That was Voices of Judah, Voices of Praise, talking about Judah. Judah means praise, that, you know, give him praise. And I remember today we had a guest today in the house. Well, he's not really a guest. He's our brother, our friend, Elder John Gray and his beautiful wife, Aventer Gray, in the house today. And he was talking about also about Judah, about praise. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I mean, he talked about letting your hair down, that, you know, you might have done something that may have caused you to lose your strength, but guess what? God has not aborted the plans that he already said and spoke about you while you were yet still in your mama's womb. He already done ordained you, called you. You've been selected out. So, yes, you can't do everything that everyone else does. For an appointed time, it's time for you to walk into what God has called you to do. I am Miss Sandra, your host for this afternoon, and I'm telling you, we have a hot, hot show this afternoon. This woman of God, I don't even know if I need to even mention her name, because, you know, when she steps to the mic and just starts praying, and then she's got a nerve to have a sister. Oh, my God, the both of them together. When they pray, I'm telling you, demons tremble. Heaven rejoices. I mean, God just really gets down off his throne and comes down and says, y'all, I'm telling you, I've seen it. They come down, they sit down in the chair with the legs crossed and say, you better pray. I'm telling you, God come down and put offering on the altar. They are just awesome. They are, I mean, just women, you know, the strong women of God. I had actually had an opportunity to meet Elder Carla Stokes, who's our guest for this afternoon. I met her mom, and boy, she's a powerhouse in her own right. So I'm telling you, God just keeps doing exceedingly abundantly above. And she's going to be up in probably about another 30 minutes. And boy, I'm telling you, talk about a woman that we all been called to pray. God says in his word, pray without ceasing. Men ought to always pray. We all been called to prayer, but she just has a special, special anointing that she intercedes, and she just knows how to go in and just touch the heart of God. And I just praise God for when I first heard her pray, Lord Jesus, I couldn't stop crying. I was like, oh, God, I know. Woo, I said, I have to have her on the show. And I've been scheduling her, and we've been going back and forth because, you know, her schedule is very, you know, busy with, she's just called to do so much with prayer and helping Bishop out and helping, you know, her church out. And she just, you know, just an amazing woman. She's very down to earth, very approachable, you know. And so we finally was able to get our schedules together, and she's going to be on this evening. So I can't wait to bring Elder Carla Stokes on in just a little while. And so, you know, I started off, you know, the show with, of course, my very own bishop. Shouts out to my bishop, Bishop Eddie L. Long, and our beautiful First Lady Elder Vanessa Long, the Long family. We're still standing strong in the power of one. Amen. So shouts out to them. Actually, he's celebrating his mom's birthday weekend. Amen. So shouts out to Mama Long. Amen. Happy birthday to you. I ain't going to go all the way in. I'm not going to do all that. But I just wanted to let you know, from Legacy Lever Worldwide, we definitely shout out happy birthday to the mother of the house, and that's Miss Hattie Long. Love you, Mama Hattie. And right after that was his very own son, Minister Edward Long, with Lost in Your Spirit, Bishop Long with the Kingdom. Then we had Mario J. Brown out of Wisconsin, Your Grace, and we had Voices of Unity called Judah. And that's what it's all about. We're here to give God praise. We're going to be praying. We're going to be interceding. She's going to be talking about the aspects of prayer, you know, the key elements and the key principles, applying the right principles when you pray, because you don't need to just be praying and saying a whole bunch of words and you're not hitting at nothing. You want to be strategic and when you pray, because when you pray, praise of the righteous availeth much. There is a strategic plan behind prayer, and you want to make sure you're praying God's word, but you don't want to just throw it all together. You want to make sure you're using the right scripture for the right principle, the right principle, the right scripture. So, and she's going to be talking about all of that. And so it's just going to be a great, great time, an awesome, awesome time. And if you haven't joined the prayer call, you really need to join the prayer call. What a great way to start off your morning. Talk about some changes, some miracles happening, even with people I'm connected with are just, you know, sending me praise reports about different things happening to them, all because 4,000, 5,000 people coming together as one to pray. And I'm talking about in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have my very own bishop on, and only have Bishop Murphy, who's also celebrating their 9th pastoral anniversary. Shouts out to New Birth Charlotte. Amen. God bless you on your 9th pastoral anniversary. And then we have Pastor Pyramid up in the Poconos. God bless you, Pastor Pyramid. And so they come on 6:30 in the morning, and they pray. And we've been praying and touching and agreeing. Could you imagine 4,000 to 5,000 people touching and agreeing on God's word in faith? God has to move. He has to honor his word. We're touching and agreeing in agreement, in unity, as one. That's dunamis power. That's power you can't even explain. You don't even begin to explain it, you know. So make sure you're on that call. It's 760-569-7676. The code is 980291 pound. Or if you want to listen by way of internet, which is what I do, I listen by internet, you can just go on www.newbirth.org. Make sure you also check out information about the gathering coming at the end of June, and make sure you find out about information about what we're about to do in March, the Power of One. Okay, so you got some assignments to do. I'm going to stop talking. Shouts out to the West Coast, the East Coast, those that are in Central United States, across seas, and New Zealand. Thank you all for being such great supporters, and hit me up and let me know you're enjoying the show. God is just doing some amazing things, and I'm definitely looking for him to continue to expand in Jesus' name, because this is Legacy Lever worldwide. And so I'm already coming worldwide through the internet, but God is getting ready to do something so explosive. I'm looking for him to do the television shows, you name it. I'm getting ready to do satellite, you name it. I'm putting it out because I believe it. I'm not only speaking the dream, but I'm thinking, God, I'm about to be able to buy into the dream. Amen. So we're going to get ready to get back into some great music. I'm going to get into this track that I had on. I had this guest on earlier this week, Mr. Lowell Pye, and boy, if you missed that show, you need to make sure you go on blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever. And you make sure you listen to the archive show of Lowell Pye from Thursday. That was a March 1st. You want to hear about his journey to total transformation. Make sure you share it. Don't worry if someone wants to listen to the shows and they couldn't because they had other obligations. All of our shows are recorded, and you can share them on every network for free. You can even download it to your own PC or Mac, all right? So how great is that? So let's get into this track with Lowell Pye. Praise is in the house.
I want to welcome you to the house of praise. I felt like taking it back old school, y'all. Hey, Dr. Lowell Pye, let's do it. Oh. Bible tells me to let everything that have breath praise God. So I just want to know if I can get a few praises out there. They can get up on your feet. I wish I could get somebody here.
Praise him.
Come on and do it right now, yeah.
Praise him.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Praise him.
Oh,
praise
you gotta believe it, yeah, yeah.
Praise him.
Oh, praise him, everybody.
Praise
him. Let the praise.
Let the praise in the house.
Yeah, your mama.
Praise
him. Yeah, your daddy, yeah.
Praise him.
Ooh, there's a praise.
Thank you.
important that we cover one another when it comes to prayer. It's important that we join together in the power of one. It's important that we click together and stay together in the power of one. It's important that we, as different churches and different leaders and ministers, that we stay together in the power of one, that we join together in unity. It says, you know, it delights God when we dwell together in unity. And so, you know, I just thank and praise God for the power of prayer. I thank and praise God for the joining of one, because it said one could put 1,000, 2, 10,000. So when you have people coming together, covering one another in prayer, in unity, wow, this is awesome. This is awesome. So, you know, I'm getting ready to get into this track, and then right after that, I'll probably pray a few numbers just to get our minds focused, not only on prayer, but it may be somebody that you've been praying for that you really desire maybe to get saved, really desire to get delivered. Maybe you know some young people that have left home and you have not heard from them. We're going to call them home today. My prayer is that you hear from them today. My prayer is that they come running home today, not only running home, but they run and get saved and get discipled in the name of Jesus. We're going to pray for reconciliation. And however the Holy Spirit leads her to pray and whatever she calls out, you know, we're just going to flow with that. And so I'm going to get into this track. It was put out a little while ago, but it's by 2103. And I love this because it's a compilation of different artists. And it's talking about Cover Me. It's like, so there's some times where we can't pray. It might be some times where we're facing so much that we don't have the strength enough to even call out the Lord. All we can say is Jesus. And that sometimes is enough to call for help. God can lay it or move it on somebody else's heart, a burden to intercede immediately. So we thank and praise God for people that are connected in the spirit and know how to do a 911. For our 411. Let me say that again. We thank God for people who know how to do a 911 for our 411. I got that from my bishop. I can't claim that one. That was from my bishop, Bishop Radio Long. But we're going to get into this track. I want you to think about and focus on this song. It's talking about Cover Me.
Cover me, cover me, cover me, cover me. Nobody greater than you, God.
Nobody greater.
Oh,
nobody greater than you, God. There is nobody greater than our God. And that was Vashawn Mitchell with Nobody Greater. And right before that, again, that was 2103 with Cover Me. And we're talking about one of the most important things we could ever do in our life, and that is prayer. And I'm getting ready to bring one of the most dynamic, awesome women of God. I mean, oh, my God, just the angels, just, oh, what is she going to pray? Hopefully I don't fall out in the spirit again. Because when this woman, she just steps to the mic, and then she has a nerve to have a sister, too. It's two of them, y'all. Oh, my God, that can just pray. Oh, my goodness. You just have to hear for yourself, because she is going to pray live on the air. She's on morning prayer a lot of times with Bishop Long, and you'll hear her. She'll come in with so much fire. Good morning, prayer warrior. And you can't help but if you're sleepy, if you have, you know, stuff in your eye, by the time she finishes talking and praying, you're up and you're like, okay, what I got to get done, okay? She even wakes up everyone else that's leading on the prayer call. Her spirit is just lively. And then she's just an amazing woman. She's so approachable, so lovable. And when I heard her pray the first time, again, I had to have her on the show. I was like, we've been planning this for almost months now. I can't remember how long, but finally, in God's divine timing, here she comes in March, actually the week before time changes, you know. So, you know, just God just awesome on the fourth day of March, representing all four corners of the world, north, south, east, west, you name it. Here she comes on today, on God's divine timing. So I'm going to stop talking because I want everyone to get ready for an awesome, amazing woman of God, sister, my elder, Dr. Carla Stokes. Welcome to Legacy Lever Worldwide. Come on and highlight your people.
Good evening, prayer warriors. It's a pleasure to be here with you today, and I thank you so much for the invitation. I'm humbled to be asked to be a part of this great show. I am a fan of yours, so I'm just honored that you would even ask me to be a part of what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. Did y'all hear that? Wait a minute. She said she a fan of mine. Wow. Wow. Okay. Awesome. Dr. Carla, Elder Carla, I mean, you're just such a multi-gifted woman. And I'm just so honored to be able to know you for myself. And I'm still learning a lot about you. But, you know, could you just let, you know, your listeners know a little bit about you? You know, who is really Carla Stokes? I mean, were you praying in your mama's womb? Did you come out and you were speaking in tongue when you were born? Did you have that kind of story? Were you laying hands on folk in the hospital? You know, just let people know a little bit about who Elder Carla Stokes is.
Wow, I wish I could say that, but no, I was a sinner just like everybody else, and God saved me too. And I was born in Washington, D.C., raised by godly parents. I was raised in the church, and I thank God for that. My sister and I, we went to church all the time, and church didn't just get in us by osmosis. The Lord didn't come into us by osmosis, but our parents introduced us at an early age. And, you know, they really raised us right, and I thank God for that. I do have a praying mother and a praying father, but a legacy of prayer in our family that goes back generations, and I can tell you about that. But, you know, the Lord saved me when I was a child, and I do thank God that I was saved when I was 10 years old. And although I was saved at 10, I still did my thing for a while. And when I got into college, I had an encounter with the Lord. And when I was in my late teens, I had to make a decision of which road I was going to go down. And it was at that time I decided, you know what, God, your way is best. And I gave up and gave over to the Lord and have been running for him ever since. I can't say it's been a perfect walk. I wish I could say that. But it hasn't been perfect, but it's been a walk that's being perfected. I'm being perfected by God. He's taken me all over the place. I lived in some different places and moved to Pennsylvania for a while. went to school up there. And after I lived there for a while and had finished school, graduated, got a good job, was doing okay, the Lord just shook me and said, it's time to move. And I thought, surely not now. Just when I finally thought I had things going well, when I finally got into my career, when I finally, you know, had some friends, because I was lonely for a long time, and I had some friends, and I had joined a church that was a good church and had gotten on a good road, a good path, the Lord told me to move. And I struggled and fought with him for a long time.
I know how that feels.
And then once again, I said, yes, your way is best. And I made that move, and in about 30 days, God turned my life completely around and shifted me again. And quit my job, didn't have another job, gave up everything I had there, and moved to Atlanta because that's where God told me to go. And in 30 days, I had signed to close on a house. Had never owned a house before. I immediately joined New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. Bishop
Woo-hoo!
Long became my pastor.
Yeah.
And I haven't
Woo-hoo!
Looked back since. So I've had some milestones in my life that have shifted me and gotten me to where I am now. And they haven't all been great, but those are some of the highlights that shifted me spiritually and got me to where I am now.
Awesome, awesome. So, you know, with prayer, and, you know, you got people, some people, you know, don't really think prayer is important, but could you explain to our listeners how important is prayer in our daily lives?
Oh, my goodness. It's the only way we can make it. It's the only way we can truly be everything God wants us to be and get everything that God wants us to have in the earth. In Genesis, when God first created the earth, he gave earth back to man, and he said, you have dominion. I'm going to be in heaven. I'm here if you need me, but the earth is yours. It says in Psalms, the highest heavens belong to God, but the earth he's given to man. And so he's given it to us to manage. He said, you know, go do your thing. You can do whatever you want to do. You can live however you want to live. You can accept me in your life if you want to or not. You can have your family go however you choose. You can be in whatever career. You can go down whatever path you want. You can let your community go however you want. Let the nations go. It's up to you. You've been given dominion. But because he's a good God, he remains available to us to intervene whenever we need help. He says, I'm not coming down there. I've already sent Jesus. He's done what he was supposed to do. And now he's sitting on my right hand, and he's interceding for you. And if you want my help, just ask me, and I'll be there, and I'll help you. It's so important for us to ask for help. And that's something that sometimes we have a difficult time doing. But that's what God has left us to do through prayer. Just ask him. Just call him. Just exercise our rights that he's given us as his children, as citizens in his kingdom. You say, you're a part of me. You're a part of where I am in heaven. You have this same dominion and rule, but you're here on earth. So whatever you need, you call it in. So that's how important it is. The earth is left to us, and it is what we make of it.
Amen. Did y'all hear what she said? If you ask him, it's just as simple as that. She said, ask God, just ask God, and ask God for, he'll freely give you the wisdom that you need. And when talking about that, Elder Stokes, how important is it to apply the right word for the right situation? I mean, you know, that we're not out there, you know, just throwing out a bunch of scriptures and we're not strategically hitting what we need to be hitting to make sure that the prayer is effective. Could you just enlighten some of our listeners about that?
Well, you know, the word says that whatever God says, it won't return to him void. It won't return to him empty. If we would apply the word to our situation, it will manifest what we need. Now, that's a whole lot of words to really say this. That God gave us his Bible. He gave us the word of God. He's given us the word which covers every imaginable situation.
And you say, well, I don't really see foreclosure in the Bible. I don't see cancer in the Bible. Well, the Bible is based on principles. And so there is a principle that applies to any situation that we go through. And so it takes us studying God's word to find out, what does the word say about my situation? The Bible tells us in one area that Jesus was tempted in all parts, all points, just like we are, but without sin. Well, how could Jesus be tempted in everything? You know, I don't see him being tempted with stealing and tempted with lust. How could he be tempted in everything? How could he, it says he has the feeling of our infirmity. He knows what it feels like. Jesus wasn't a woman. How could he feel what it's like to have women's pains? And how could he feel what it's like to go through what you're going through or what I'm going through? It's because even his life was based on principles. Hurt is hurt. Pain is pain. Lack is lack. And so there's something in the word that is going to speak to whatever it is that you're going through. And when we pray, we can go to God's word and find out what the word of God says in principle about what I'm going through. And so if I'm having a financial issue, I go to the word and I see that it says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I can apply that specific word to my life. And I pray that. And I remind God, because his word's not going to come back to him void. He said, you know, ask me, I'm going to give it to you. You have dominion. Now I have to exercise that dominion, asking God to make that word manifest here in my life, in my situation. So it's very important, you know, to do that extra step when it's a situation, especially when it's a tough situation that doesn't seem like it's going to crack or doesn't seem like it's going to break. Take that extra time and see, what does God's word say about this? And how can I apply pressure on that situation through prayer? Because the word is going to drive back the forces of darkness and bring in the force of God. So when I apply the word, it's pushing back the thing that's pushing against me. And his word is sharp. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It's the greatest weapon. And so I want to take that weapon and I want to push back those forces with it. So that's how we apply God's word when we're praying. And it's real simple. You can just read a scripture, pick a psalm, pick a scripture that you like, and just start there, just by reading that back to God as a prayer and say, God, you said. And he hears that, and it's familiar to his ear because he wrote it, because he said it. He said, yes, I did say that. I'm glad you found that. Let me show you how that'll work in your life.
Amen. I'm glad you broke it down for, because, you know, there's people on different levels of prayer. You know, we have some that are very mature in the word and have a very solid or sound prayer life, but then you have some that may be starting off or struggling with it. So I'm glad you broke it down that, you know, just, you know, simply, you know, mm-hmm. start looking at a certain scripture or looking at a Psalms or a proverb and just begin to speak that word out and apply it. And could you just let our listeners know, because some people think when they hear the scripture, you know, prayer without ceasing, or men ought to always pray. Some people mm-hmm. get a visual that they have to be on their knees all the time, or they got to go in the mm-hmm. cave with a sackcloth on their head for days at a time and pray. But could you just let our listeners know how simple it is to just really have a conversation or a talk with God, or a dual talk with God?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You just said it. It's a dual talk with God. You know, we're able to multitask. In this day and age, in this techno age, we have to be able to multitask, because there's information coming in at all times, and our minds are processing that information. You know, you can be driving down the road and reading the billboard on the side of the road and not miss your turn because you saw the street sign, make that turn and miss the car that's coming your way. So we multitask all the time. It's not a foreign idea, and that's what we do when we pray without ceasing. We're essentially multitasking.
But by praying without ceasing, we're putting at the forefront of our mind the presence of God, remembering that God is in control, that all of my ways need to please him, that he's not leaving me, he's right here, he's available, and that I'm able to seek him, I'm able to bring him into my situation. And so intentionally and subconsciously, I have him on my mind. So I may not be moving my mouth all the time. I might not be saying a audible prayer. In fact, I'm not. I can't. I'm talking to you right now, but yet my spirit is praying. How can I say that? Because while I'm talking to you, I'm expecting God to lead me by his spirit in what to say so I say the right thing. It's an awareness of the presence and the power of God. You know, there's an interesting passage talks about when Jesus was first brought to the temple after he was born. On the eighth day after he came into the world, his parents, Mary and Joseph, brought him into the temple, and they saw a woman there. And it says that Anna was at the temple. She lived there, and she was fasting and praying. And it said that she was constantly fasting. And I had that same question that you asked me about prayer. How can you constantly fast? What does that mean? But she lived a fasted life. She lived a sold-out life. She did what we're talking about with prayer. She had completely just sold out her life to the point where it did not matter to her anymore about what she wanted first. She wanted what God wanted first in her life. And she lived a life such that she was willing to give up anything and everything for God at every turn, so that his will could be done. And because she lived that way, she lived that close to God, that aware of God, her spirit man had been trained to the point that she was able to discern when Jesus came into the temple with his parents, eight-day-old baby, newborn, wrinkled up, looked like all the other eight-day-old babies that came in the temple every day. Anna immediately looked at him and said, "This is the Messiah." And that's because she prayed without ceasing. She lived a fasted life, and her spirit was so trained and so in tune with God because she served God day and night with fasting and prayer, that her spirit was awake and aware. So when something out of the ordinary happened, and they'd been searching for the Messiah to come for years, for years and years, thousands of years, and here he comes in, and she immediately spots him. And that's what God wants to do with us. As we pray without ceasing, he's training our spirits. Just be aware of me. Just be attuned to me. Just know that I'm here. Just know that I'm right here. I'm willing to help you, and I will never leave you. And so that's how we can pray without ceasing, without ever letting go of God's hand, while at the same time, doing everything we need to do on our daily basis.
Amen. Now, that was well put, very thorough. Now, everyone, y'all, hope y'all taking notes so you know what to do, because she's not just saying a bunch of words. She's giving instructions so that we can have an effective, powerful, life-moving prayer life, and know how to just talk to God, how to come to God, and how to pray without ceasing. And so I just love that. Now, Dr. Carla, Elder Carla, have you witnessed any miracle or miracles happen directly as a result of prayer? Have you witnessed any?
Oh, absolutely. I've witnessed them in my life for sure. I've been up against some hard places and seen God definitely come through. I've been to a place where I have been, as the old songs say, down to my last dime, and seeing God step right in on time by praying, by seeking God, by letting him know, God, I have done all I know how to do, and I've given to you, I've given my tithes, my offerings, I've sown, I've done what I was supposed to do, and God, if there's anything I didn't do that I was supposed to do, I apologize for that. But I need you to step in right now. I need you to open that door for me, and stood on God's word and seen him do that in my own life. I'm watching God right now perform miracles, miracle after miracle in my family. One of my passions is family prayer and just praying and seeing God move within my family, because I just believe that God has assigned each of us to a particular family for a reason. And wherever you are, that's where you're assigned to be, and you're there to make a difference and to call God in to your family. And our family right now is having a lot of issues with sickness and disease. Mm-hmm. And we're standing together. We have a family prayer call once a month, and we are standing together to see God move in our family's life. This is a recent testimony, a fresh testimony. We just had one uncle in the hospital. At the same time, his sister, my aunt, was in the same hospital. And while she was in the hospital upstairs, they rushed her daughter to the hospital from her job by ambulance and took her into the emergency room. And then my sister had gone in for surgery. So we were hit, bam, 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 bam. And we needed a miracle, because this needed to stop before it rolled on any further. And we got together and we prayed on a Saturday morning, cousins and aunts and uncles and second cousins from all across the country. And as we just bombarded heaven together on behalf of our family and calling forth healing, instantaneous healing, because that's what we needed. We saw that miracle. They were threatening to amputate my aunt's leg, and we stood in a gap and said, God, we believe your word. We believe that you have already healed us by your stripes, and you've already healed our aunt by your stripes. And we want to see the manifestation of that. And I'm here to tell you that when the doctor checked her, he found a pulse in the foot that he said was dead. He said
look at God.
That foot was dead, and there was no life in that foot. And when he went back and checked it, he felt a pulse. I called my aunt, and her testimony to me on the phone was just that. She said, Carla, they found life in my foot. I'm here to tell you, yes, God does still perform miracles. I've traveled all over the world, been to Europe and been to Africa, and seen the miraculous power of God in other countries. But there's nothing like seeing it right here, not only in the United States, not only at church, but seeing it in your own life and seeing it in the lives of those that you love. God is more than able and more than willing. He does not always come the way we want, doesn't always answer right at the moment that we thought it was going to come, how we expected, but he's always there, always on time, and always knows what's best.
Did y'all hear that? Did you hear this testimony? The foot they were going to amputate off, y'all. And I have a father who lost his foot due to he got an infection because he had diabetes. So he lost his foot. But he has aunt who they've got together and prayed. I love that, the fact that the family came together, called one another, and began to pray. And I love that. And you know what? I'm going to need to start initiating that more in my family. You just gave me a light bulb went off in my head when you said, I said, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to have to start initiating that in my own family. I got some cousins and uncles and aunts. We need to come together and start praying. So I love that. And I pray that those who are listening, if you haven't started doing that, that's a good thing to start doing. Just get some family members together and start praying for your family. And because as a result, look how God answered. They found a pulse in her foot, and they didn't have to amputate. That is an awesome, awesome testimony. And she's not going anywhere. We're going to get into this track because I want y'all to know that there's nothing to worry about. When God says don't worry, if he take care of the birds, if they don't worry about how they're going to eat and where they're going to sleep, how much more are we worse than the birds? If we just doing what we're told to do by his word and praying without ceasing, and we're fasting and we're going seeking before him and we're hooking up with people in agreement, God has to move. So what he wants you to do right now is put it all on the altar. Stop worrying about it. Leave it there. He's got you covered. And so we're going to be right back with more of Elder Carla Stokes. We're going to talk about the gathering. I'm so excited about that thing coming up in June, and I'm going to let her talk a little bit more about it. But I'm going to get into this track right now. Put it on the altar.
Hey, let me hear you say it. It's been a real high. but it's enough for everyone. You're not alone. You've been hurting way too long. Let it go and just move on. Make your way down to the altar, hand it over and leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be
alright.
Yeah.
You got all the stress and you need some peace. Come on and get your breakthrough.
Breakthrough.
I haven't you been suffering long enough? Make your way down to the altar. Hand it over, leave it there. It's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Put it on the altar. Prayer changes things, and that's what we're talking about today. I have as my very special guest, if you're just logging in or calling in, I have Dr. Elder Carla Stokes, and she is just a mighty powerful woman, a woman of prayer. That's who she is. She's just a phenomenal woman, just humble, just a and every time I see her, she's always smiling. And I put her picture out there on Facebook and Twitter, and I was like, she just like a picture. I mean, she looked like she was saying good morning, prayer warriors. Even though she was just smiling and posing, taking a picture, it looked like she really was saying good morning, prayer warriors, and that's just her spirit. And I just love her. And y'all think she's tall. Y'all think she's about 6 feet tall. But, you know, she's not that tall. It's always the small, you know, the short ones. No, I'm just playing Dr. I'm just playing Elder Stokes. But don't get it twisted. She might be a little short, but she is mighty. She is big in power. But I just love her spirit, and she just, you know, just –
bring such a sweet fragrance and a delight to so many people around her. And, you know, I was looking, you know, at some of the information that I found about her, and one thing she does, she said, my prayer. This is what she's saying for all of us that's listening and those who are connected on the phone. She said, it's my prayer for you. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. She quoted the word right back to you. That's her prayer for y'all, that you prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. And that's found in 3 John 2. And so we're bringing Elder Carlos Stokes back live on the air, and we're getting ready to talk about this big, huge, I don't even want to call it an event, it's an experience that's coming up in June. So, Elder Stokes, I just want you to feel free to talk to us about what is The Gathering?
Well, The Gathering is the most phenomenal prayer experience that you can attend. Just in my humble opinion, having gone last year and just experienced the presence and the power of God, the phenomenal worship, and the extent of the just the intensity of prayer that came forth at The Gathering last year, I would invite everybody to attend this year. And The Gathering is a prayer gathering. It is hosted by Bishop Eddie Long at New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Lithonia, Georgia. And the last one was held last year, I believe it was in April. No, it couldn't have been April. It was last fall. I'm sorry. It was in October 4th of 2011. And we will be doing it again this year. And the date is June 29th through the 30th. 2012, and it will be held in Lithonia, Georgia. All of the details are not on paper, and that's because it is an encounter that operates by the flow of the Holy Spirit. And you know, those are really the best. When you don't quite know what to expect, you just expect God. And you know that the Lord is going to show up in power. And this was started because Bishop Long began a prayer call last year, a morning prayer call, and it began while we were having our 50 days of Pentecost. And during our 50 days of Pentecost, we had a daily devotional, and we had noonday prayer going on a prayer line, and our prayer ministry was handling the noonday prayer, and it was just growing in power. It was growing in its response, and we had so many people calling in. And Bishop Long said, you know what, let's not just pray at noon, let's pray in the morning too. So 2 weeks into our Pentecost time, our 50 days, he started the morning prayer at 6:30 in the morning. And that then just took off and grew to the point now where we have thousands of people that call in from all over the world for prayer in the morning just to join together and bombard heaven. And it was so wonderful as it got started that he decided we needed to get together in person and not just on a conference call in the mornings, but he wanted a time when the intercessors could come together. Because, you know, it's one thing when you're praying by yourself, and you know you can touch heaven, and you know that your prayer is being heard. But when you get together with the saints, and you get together with fellow believers, and you get together with people who know the power of God, it's like an explosion. And as
yes,
we brought the thousands together last year, we felt that explosion, and it's not stopped. We still feel it every time we walk into the sanctuary. And if you're able to come, I'm telling you, I would start planning now. There are people who have already put in for their vacation time, already booked flights, and you can come by train, bus, automobile, bicycle, walk, whatever you need to do. I would come to Lithonia, Georgia, June 29th and 30th, and meet us at New Birth. And I'm telling you, you won't be meeting just people. You will be meeting God, because the Lord has already promised to be with us. It's going to be a phenomenal time. can't tell you exactly what we'll do other than we'll be in the presence of God. And so that may mean laying out on the floor, on our face. It's going to mean, I'm sure, some worship and some time when we're high in the spirit. And we always have phenomenal intercessors come and lead us in prayer. They'll be taking us to the throne on different topics. And, you know, last year, folks were filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. There was laying on of hands. It just, I can't even really put into words everything that happened. It was just that powerful. And so God never repeats himself. He only goes from glory to glory. So we expect a greater measure of glory as God meets us this year at the gathering.
I know I will be there. I will be there. I was there last year, and she is just so right on time with what she's saying about the gathering. We did it for the first time last fall, and it was just absolutely just, you can't even describe it. I mean, to have people that maybe came with, like, no hope to leave and see things turned around, just to see people, you know, we saw Mama Hattie Long there was there, too. She was just waving and moving her head, and she was just enjoying it because it was the power of everyone coming together as one, celebrating and praying, and some of us have already had fasted and been before God. About the gathering. Now, how can people, you know, get connected as far as the gathering? What do they need to do? Does it cost anything? How do they find out more information?
This is absolutely free, and I would just encourage people to get online and go to www.newbirth.org. That's one word, newbirth.org. And there's information on the website, and they can register. Again, there's no registration fee. There's no cost. But go ahead and register so that Bishop Long can prepare for you, so he'll know that you're coming. He'll know how many people are coming so that we're able to make sure that the atmosphere is set just for you. And also our intercessors will be praying for you before you come. So registration information, free registration, And more details will be coming on the website at newbirth.org.
So did everyone hear that? Everyone heard it's free. They just want you to register so they'll know how many to prepare for. And I praise God that the church is going to be filled. Amen. I might even do some tailgating. I might even do some barbecue. We might just stay out all night because I don't want to miss nothing God is doing in this season. I might just tailgate. Look, I got a couple of sandwiches and something to eat out there in the back in the parking lot, and we're just going to sleep over because I don't want to miss anything that God is doing. And like you said, the Holy Spirit is just going to be in charge. And so, you know, I'm just excited, and I'm telling you, it was phenomenal last year. And I'm just, you know, God, like you said, God always exceeds what he does. And so I'm just expecting a great and awesome, phenomenal time that cannot probably be explained in just mere words. So I expect you to do what you asked you to do, is that to go on to www.newbirth.org and just register, and so that they can connect with you so you're all set when you get here. Now, morning prayer, where can they send their request for morning prayer every day from 6:30 until about 7:30 in the morning?
Mm-hmm. We have an email address. If you have a prayer request and you would like the thousands of intercessors to join with you in praying for that prayer request, you simply have to send an email to morningprayer@newbirth.org. Not www, it's not a website, it's just an email address, and that is morningprayer, all one word, at newbirth.org. And the intercessors at the church pray over those intently. And I can tell you, because I'm an intercessor at church, we take every prayer request seriously, and we take it before God. So you know that you have some frontline intercessors that are going before God on your behalf, and then you have the thousands that pray with Bishop Long in the morning also pray for the prayer requests that come in to that email address. And it's a phenomenal thing. We get not only prayer requests, but praise reports. And it's just a joy for me to open that email up and see the praise reports that come in, how God moves so mightily in the lives of those that have asked for prayer. And it's just phenomenal. We've seen healings where people have gone in and gotten a report from the doctor of lots of different illnesses and cancers and gone back, and the scans have shown nothing, where people were having a house that was about to be foreclosed on. And just last week, I believe it was, a young lady said she was going to the bank to go ahead and finalize her foreclosure. And when she got there, instead of finalizing the foreclosure, she was able to get a new house. God just turns things around. So when we come to him together in prayer, you know, the Bible says one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000
exactly.
to flight.
Amen.
Can you imagine thousands, how many millions and billions are being put to flight when we stand not alone? It's easy to just kind of be shy and want to be introverted and stand by ourselves and keep all our business personal and private and not have anybody in our business, as we say. But when we open up and share with one another what we're going through and have somebody partner with us in prayer, it brings that extra exponential power into our lives, not just an addition, not 1 + 1 = 2, not even just a multiplication, but he brings an exponential power where one can put 1,000 and two doesn't put 2,000. It puts 10,000 forces of the enemy to flight. So that's
Amen.
The power of putting our prayer requests before the Lord and joining together. So, again, that's just I'm sorry, I keep wanting to give it a website. But it's just morningprayer@newbirth.org. And know that you have some mighty intercessors that are ready to pray with you.
Amen, amen. And they really are. They are definitely dedicated. I'm a living witness. They definitely read every request. They read every praise report. I've sent a couple in myself, and they really do go through everything. So if you just think you're just sending it in and it's just sitting there, no, they read it. Bishop reads it. And so they really are concerned about you, concerned about your prayer, and making sure that we get that and we bombard heaven and have God move on your behalf. And we're down to the most important part of the show. We've heard so much great testimony and word and information from Elder Carla Stokes, but we want this dynamic woman to pray, and she's going to pray worldwide. But before we get into that, I'm going to put this track on, but first I want her to say it, and then I'm going to go into the song, and it's Canton Jones 5 seconds away, because that's where we are. We are about 5 seconds away from this dynamic, awesome woman of God who's going to pray worldwide, and I definitely want her to touch bases on salvation, because there's no show that I don't do don't offer Christ. And so everything that I do is discipleship oriented and discipleship focused. And so she's going to also include in the prayer, however the Holy Spirit leads her to pray, of those who are lost or those who've been praying for loved ones to come back home, those who, you know, are maybe struggling right now, that, you know, they will definitely make the decision today, within 24 hours, to give their life to Christ. So I want Elder Carla Stokes to do what she do when she grabs the mic and says, we're about 5 seconds away from giving God the most amazing praise, prayer, and power. Come on, Elder Stokes.
5 seconds away. 5 seconds away. Do you want prayer now, or we going into the song first?
We're going to go into the song first, and then we coming back, and you're going to just, you know, however the Holy Spirit leads you to pray.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go.
I'm about 5 seconds away from giving you the most amazingest praise. I'm going to give you 5. I'm going to give you 4. I'm going to give you 3.
Seconds away, and we're getting ready to have Elder Carla Stokes get right on into prayer. So everyone, if you're with someone, if you can just touch and agree, we're getting ready to bombard heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. So Elder Stokes, however the Holy Spirit leads you, you can go ahead and start.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne humbly, and we thank you that you told us that we could come before your throne, and we could find grace to help us in time of need. And we come to your throne because you alone are God. You are the King of Kings, and you are the Lord of Lords. You are our Master, our Messiah. You are our Lord, and we give you glory this evening, and we thank you, Lord, for receiving us at your throne. We come with adoration, and we come with praise. We come with worship, and we acknowledge that you are the Most High God. We acknowledge that there is no other God who is like unto you. There's no God beside you. There's no God like you. There's no God who can compare with you. There's none who is your equal. We come knowing that you alone are the way. You alone are the truth, and you alone are the life. We come knowing that you are the answer. You are the solution, Lord God. So we seek you, and we seek you alone. We seek your face, Lord God. And as we seek your face, we know, Lord God, that you are willing to grant the petitions that we ask of you, when we ask according to your will, when we ask in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we bring before you every person that is connected by this radio show today. We bring every intercessor to you, Lord God. And, Lord, we lay them at your feet and at your altar, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you are shifting us to a new level of intercession. I praise you tonight, Lord God, because you're causing something on the inside of us to be stirred up. And I declare and decree today that it is the fire of God in our bellies, and out of our bellies shall flow rivers of living water. And Lord, I thank you for a new push, Lord God, to get to your throne. I thank you, Lord, for a new excitement, Lord, about prayer. I thank you for giving us understanding and wisdom, Lord, and how to best approach you. Lord, I ask that you would give us a cultivated interest in prayer, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for teaching us, just as you taught your disciples how to pray. When we don't know what to say and we don't know, Lord, how to come to you, I thank you that you have an interest in us, Lord God, and you're willing to teach us. If we would just come, just come. You said just show up, and we'll be there, Lord God, as you draw us. As you draw us, Lord, we thank you that you draw near, Lord God. And I give you praise tonight for each life. I thank you for each family that's connected. And, Lord, we lift the families tonight, and we ask you by the power of the Holy Spirit to draw the families in unity as one. We pray as Jesus prayed in John 17, Lord, that you would make us one, even as Jesus is one with the Father. And so by the power of God, we come against all division. We come against those things that separate us from one another. And we call unity forth now. We thank you, Lord God, that in our homes there is peace. We thank you that there is joy, there is abundance in our homes. We call forth the wealth of God, the wealth of heaven into earth. We call forth the wealth of heaven into our homes. We declare that there is no lack. We declare there is nothing wanting. There is nothing, Lord God, that is necessary that you have not already promised to provide. So, Lord, we stand on your word by faith, knowing that you are God and you cannot fail. And so, Lord, for those that are connected and those that are on our hearts to pray for, we thank you this night for bringing salvation to the hearts of those who are lost. Lord, you said that we could pray to the Lord of the harvest, and you would bring that harvest in. So tonight we pray to you, Lord, and we thank you that you have already set forth your witnesses into the earth. And, Lord, so we direct through prayer, Lord God, those that have the gospel in their hearts, the gospel in their mouths, Lord God, to speak to our loved ones, to speak to those in our community who are lost. And we declare now that there is a set and appointed word that shall be released that will be the right word, Lord God, that will convict, convince, and draw in, Lord God, those who need to be saved. It is our declaration tonight, Lord, just as you said in your word, that none would be lost. You desire that none be lost, that none would perish, Lord, but all would come into the knowledge of God. All would come into repentance. So we call forth now salvation into the hearts of many.
Yes,
and we thank you, Lord God, that we shall see a manifestation of our prayers. And we just declare, Lord, this night, that if there are any even that are on the line now, Lord, that even as your word says in Romans 10, 9, and 10, that if they would confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their hearts that God has raised him from the dead, that they would be saved. So I just ask you, if you're on this line now and you've never accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, just repeat that with me. If you believe it, if you believe that God brought Jesus into this earth to make a difference in your life, to be brutally murdered on your behalf so that you don't have to go through the penalty of your sin. He took on the sin for you. Just repeat after me, Lord.
Lord,
I receive you now.
I receive
you now. As my Savior.
As my Savior.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For dying for me.
For dying for me.
So that I can live.
So that I can live.
I ask you to come into my heart.
I ask you to come into my heart.
Save me.
Save me.
And I give my life to you.
And I give my life to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And it is so. Amen.
It is so.
Amen. 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 There's such a peace that's coming through these airwaves right now. I just feel the peace of God. And I just thank you so much for just an awesome time with you this afternoon. Thank you for taking out your time to share with the world the importance of prayer, sharing the key elements with what we need to do in order to be able to stay effective in prayer. And thank you so much for letting our listeners know how we can connect with you and the gathering and with New Birth and all the things that we're doing as far as coming together as one. And so I praise and thank God for you this afternoon, Elder Stokes.
And I thank you so much again for this opportunity. And I'm just grateful that you have taken out this hour. As Jesus said, can you watch with me for an hour? You've done just that on the topic of prayer, and watch with the Lord on the topic of prayer. So I just want to thank you for your boldness in stepping out and doing what you do all the time, and especially on today, and pushing us in our expectation of God as we pray to him.
Amen. And so I just want to do this worldwide, and I just feel the well, I know God is saying this, and I'm just going to do this worldwide, that God will just, you know, because of your faithfulness, just bombard you in abundant overflow. And thank you for holding up our bishop's arm in prayer and holding up the prayer ministry and those who are connected to you through intercessory prayer. I lift up the intercessors right now that are continuing to day and night sacrifice and go in and carry the burdens of the people. I just thank and praise God for them. And I just thank you right now that you will blow a fresh wind, God, upon them, Lord God, that they will not faint, but, Lord God, that they will be strengthened right now to continue to move forward, Lord God. And as we continue to join together as one, I just lift up their leader, Elder Carla Stokes, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that her hands are blessed, her feet are blessed, Lord God. I thank you that her vision, Lord God, is clear as she helps the man of God's vision to come forward. And those who she's connected to, she's helping their vision to come forward, God. That, Lord God, that she will see you move and manifest in the right season, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for abundant open doors, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for her sister who is healing, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for the power in her belly, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the family coming together as one. I thank you, Lord God, that they will give testimony and testimony, a testimony of how you've healed them inside and out, Lord God, as they continue to be pioneers for the kingdom. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord God, that the desires of her heart, Lord God, that lines up with you, she will see it manifest in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you, Elder Stokes.
Amen. I love you, too. Thank you so much.
All right, and we will connect again later on because I definitely want to make sure we definitely, hopefully, can do something after the gathering. You know, I just want to hear about all the miracles and everything else that's going to be happening at that awesome experience. Again, thank you and God bless, and thanks for coming on again this afternoon.
My pleasure.
God bless you.
To God with a voice, triumph, sing unto him the song of the redeemed, lift up a banner of worship, he is our Savior, our King. Shout unto God with a voice, sing unto him.
Hallelujah. We just have
tell somebody, just tell them, whenever I come into God's house.
Again, I had, you know,
I got to lift my hands.
So strong, and she's just amazing, amazing.
Every time
woman,
I come into God's house, I got to lift my voice. Every time I come into God's house, I got to give up my soul. Every time I come into God's house, I got to give up my life. Why? Because I'm a living sacrifice.
Hallelujah. Amen. That was Marvin Sapp with Shout Unto God. Again, we just had amazing, amazing, awesome evening with Elder Carla Stokes, is my special guest for this evening. You don't want to miss what she had to say, so why don't you just log on after the show is over. If you're just logging in and you missed the interview, don't worry. All of our shows are recorded and can be downloaded for free or shared on any social network for free, so you can listen to it over and over again. You can share it with your friends and family. If they had something else to do, don't worry. You want to definitely share this awesome interview. It's talking about prayer, the power of prayer. We need prayer. We need prayer. That's our communication. That's our dual conversation with God. And that's how he moves through his word and in prayer. And we need that every day. Pray without ceasing. I realize, you know, there's just times I just have to sometimes catch myself because, you know, it's funny because I'm talking to God. God and I are talking, and sometimes, you know, my mouth is moving. I know people are like, who is she talking to? But it's just become just so part of me. That's who I am. That's who Elder Stokes is saying. That's who she is. She doesn't have to pretend that's who she is. And that when you develop that beautiful relationship with God, that's who you become. You become more like him. And so you just begin, the word just becomes a part of your everyday life. It's not a struggle. It becomes a part of your everyday life. And so you want to hear about her testimony. You want to hear about her talk about the different aspects and principles of prayer, what we need to do. She's got some great instructions. Again, it's for free, so share it as much as you want and listen to it however many times you want to. Thank you so much, Elder Carla Stokes, and I will continue to keep you lifted and all the intercessors. I'm telling you, those are some of the most powerful people that we need on every team. You need somebody to know how to pray. You need some intercessors because they know how to take stuff and go in the closet. But some people know how to go for days at a time until they get a breakthrough. Thank God for you, because without you, thank God for if God showed you my face on your heart, you took it to God and prayed for me even when I didn't even know. So I thank God for intercessors today. Praise God for you that you will not grow weary in well-doing. You will reap if you faint not. And I pray, God, that this is your season to reap the bountiful harvest that you have laid out for so many. You have paid your life for so many that don't even know you, but you took so many whips and so many hits, and you was in there battling for folk you didn't even know. But because you're called to do it and you do it with such passion, Miss Sandra says, worldwide, I love you and I thank you so much. And God richly and bless you abundantly. It's been an awesome, awesome, awesome experience this evening. I'll be back next week. I believe I'll be back on Wednesday. I'm going to do a one-hour midday motivation powerhouse praise, and then I'll be back again on March 14th, where my very special guest will be none other than comedian, preacher, pastor, you name it. He's like what they call, I don't want to say Jack of all, but he's just multi-gifted, and that's Mr. Broderick Rice will be my special guest on March 14th, which is a Wednesday. So I'll be back Wednesday with 1 hour power and motivational praise, and then again I'll be returning on March 14th. With Mr. Broderick Rice. So thank you again for logging in and listening in. And again, you know, I'll hear you in the morning. Come on and connect with me in the morning for morning prayer. Start your week off right. Start your day off right with morning prayer with none other than Bishop Eddie L. Long and many other leaders. You might even hear Elder Carla Stokes on the prayer call saying, good morning, prayer warriors. I love it. I love it. Women always know how to add a little light to everything. Amen. So call in the morning, 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 760-569-7676. The code is 980-291-pound, or you can do like me, listen by way of internet at www.newbirth.org. And if you have any prayer requests or praise reports,
send them to morningprayer@newbirth.org. Again, that's morningprayer@newbirth.org. Don't forget to sign up and register for the gathering on June 29th and 30th. Make sure you register. It's absolutely free. It's absolutely free. Bring as many people as you can, but you got to go ahead and log in and register early. People are booking their hotels, booking their flights, and you don't want to be waiting around for the last minute and have nowhere to stay. Okay, so go ahead on and do that. Again, you can find all that information again on www.newbirth.org. And this is Ms. Sandra. I love you. And until I talk to you again, may God's grace, peace, and His favor rest upon you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get into a little bit of Broderick Rice with Covering Me. God bless you.
Oh, yes, how we bless you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. Yes, we do, Jesus. Because of your goodness and because of your mercy. Because of your faithfulness, because of your favor, God, you are the giver of every good and perfect gift, for it comes down from the Father of lights, wherein there is no variance. When we think of your goodness and all that you have done for us, how you have blessed us and kept us and protected us and provided for us, we could not do it on our own. You are full of mercy and tender loving kindness. And so with hands lifted and our mouths open wide, up out of our belly, we give you a praise. We give you a thanks. We burst forth with joy. Not just today. Not just tomorrow. But for the rest of our lives. God, I want to give you thanks and honor and glory and dominion and power for all of the wonderful things that you have done. Everything I need, everything I could ever want, I find in you. God, you are my provision. You are my anointing. You hide me in the time of trouble, and I have to say thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your favor. If you didn't do anything else, God, I could spend the rest of my life praising you and worshiping you for everything you've done in my past. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, yes, right where you are, I want you to enter in. Don't just listen, but enter in and worship right where you are. Bow in his presence. Humble yourself and stay still long enough to know that he is the Lord. He wasn't the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the King of glory. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, and I will serve him the rest of my days.